getting on July.
Okay.
We'll call the common council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, no.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Warwick.
Here.
Kenrod. Here. Simpson. Absent.
As you may have heard, Councilman Romine has stepped down from his position as a city council member representing the Southwest District. So there will soon be, as I understand, there will soon be a caucus held by the Whitley County Republican Party to replace him for the remainder of his term prior to the January 1 changeover of administration. Going forward, the minutes will reflect a four-member city council until that position is appointed. Just for the minutes, that's what's going on. And that's supposed to take place, I think, within the next 30 days. So, just for your understanding. Minutes. Any questions, comments, concerns? Let's see. Hearing none, could I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We have such a heavy schedule, we're going to go to department head reports. Mark.
I had a park board meeting last night. Went pretty well. Talked a lot about parking. So they came up with some ideas and different strategies and things they want done in different areas. I'm having a new picture developed by the engineer. So when I get that, I'll send that to you so you can look at it. I'll talk about an upcoming council meeting.
So that will be the park board's basically proposal on how to address some of the parking issues.
Yes.
Okay, good.
That might get that final picture in a couple days. People are asking about every kid's dreamland, and you know, majority of that playground is up except for the swing. We haven't put the swings yet up. The concrete's not poured yet. We have a fence to put up. We have signage to put out. So we have a lot of things to do yet. The grand opening date is September 4th, it's Friday morning, and we'll have it at 10 a.m. So I'll be sending out invitations to people for that. And it won't be a long thing, but probably 45 minutes or so, and then it'll be open for the weekend. We had a junior golf tournament yesterday. We're going well. We had a lot of kids playing in those tournaments. Andrea puts those together. Does a good job for us. So we're getting ready for football, picking teams tonight, things like that. So it's right around the corner. So other than that, that's really about it.
Question to Mark. Thank you, Mark. Mike.
I got a pump at 700 East that I have to replace and went in for repairs. And a repair quote came back at $5,284. And I can buy a brand new one for $59.93. So we're going to, it's on order. It should be here Friday. List price on that's $8,000. But with our discount, being a preferred, preferred customer or something, we get a discount. So we're saving $2,000, over $2,000 on that pump. So that will be here Friday. Thursday, City of Warsaw, one of their electricians will be here to help us change out the disconnect at Armstrong. That'll be the first part of that to switch those over and put the variable frequency drives in. I have a gentleman coming from Powered Equipment to take a look and pick up the blower. That one down that I told you about today. And give us a quote back on that for repairs. And they done mixer inspections today, pulled those up, and the one that we had been having trouble with over the years had a broken bolt that was missing. So by increasing that, we've actually pulled that up, put new hardware back in it, tightened it back up, and put it back in. So, and we changed the direction of the way it's facing to see if that helps, because it's almost like it's going to fail again sometime. I don't know when. But we've changed directions, pointed in a direction we haven't had it pointed before, and see if that helps. There's a deflection as the material comes around, deflect from the other side, so we'll just have to see what happens.
Okay.
So that's all I have right now.
Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Terry?
Not much to report tonight. Just was on vacation last week. But thanks to Sean and Mediacom, got our new internet connection installed into the server rack. We just now have to connect it to the firewall and change some settings. Other than that, I'll let Sean report on the fiber.
Okay. Questions of Terry? Terry, you said we have, what, 500?
501.
501 Twitter followers, and now, which is 1,800 Facebook followers. So that's great. That's great. Good way to get information from the city out. Sean?
Yeah, as Terry was saying, on his fiber project, we did begin the building entries last week, and then this, as of this week, we have another crew in town. We had three of them done today. Now we're waiting for the termination and splicing crew to come in and land these fiber wires in the different buildings that they're going into. So no timeline on that for sure, but really looking forward to having that completed. We have began preparations for the Dollar Tree building. We are potholing to find the existing utilities, and I believe tomorrow starting to bore under the road for the primary three-phase feed to that building. So hopefully that goes well tomorrow. We took bids during the Board of Works earlier this evening for the construction piece of the North Substation project. The two bids came back from Vaughn Industries at $125,000 and from Hopper at $275,000. So we took that under advisement. We're going to review it with our city attorney, review it with our engineers, and make sure we're comparing apples to apples and make sure everything's in order before we award that next meeting. We're finishing up over on Whitley Street, burying a section of overhead primary. That should be finished by the end of the week. Other than that, unless you have any questions?
Questions of Sean? Thank you, Sean. Jeff?
Sent a written report out earlier today to you, but I guess a couple of important items is that Tower View Drive at 205 is going to be closed beginning Thursday. Next couple of weeks, you should see quite a bit of transformation on the 205 project. There'll be to the point of placing hot mix asphalt pavement for the south current area that they've been working on, and then they'll be switching to a new traffic flow scenario so that they can start working on the centerpiece and shaving the vertical curb out of the roadway. The other noteworthy item is that the mayor and I will be traveling with Kelly Sheese over to Bryan, Ohio tomorrow. The intent is to, as you know, in our comprehensive plan, we've looked at an agribusiness element, and we're going to be exploring a food co-op over in Bryan that has started up, and of course Kelly is as part of the EDC agribusiness initiative, so we hope to be able to bring back some good ideas that might fit for Columbia City and Whitley County. That's it.
Questions of Jeff? Thank you, Jeff. Tim?
As of yesterday, the two new police cars are on the road, so officers have been switching equipment back and forth, but you'll see the two new Explorers on the road, one on second shift, one on third shift. Three new police officers have started. Two of them are in pre-basic training this week, which is a 40-hour mandatory course by the state, so they're doing that here in-house. The third one has started doing a short FTO program, but he'll be on the road fairly quick because he's been in reserve for some time, so his training level is much farther along than the other two. The other two will start the FTO program next week, and it'll be approximately a four-month FTO training program for those two. Training continues. We have firearms training coming up and also our driving course that we'll be doing out on 600 East. That'll be on a weekend. Other than that, things are going fairly smooth.
Tim, I think it's important to note regarding the Explorers.
Yep.
What's the vehicles? Yeah.
Explorers.
The Explorers, thank you. The Explorers that I think you had told me that gas mileage-wise, they're very similar to the Chargers.
They are, but they're all-wheel drive instead of two-wheel drive.
And that was, I guess, my second point was that that after the past couple winters we've had, having one truck and basically two SUVs total, that really put us in a bind with our police cars. And so I think it's good to have one on each shift. And plus, I don't think the price was all that much different than the Chargers.
It was pretty close, I think, with the added benefits. I think definitely they're worth trying out. And they seem to be very popular with lots of departments are going just to those either trucks or the SUVs exclusively. So I anticipate that we'll be happy with them.
I just wanted to make sure it was understood why that transition occurred. So. That makes sense.
Understand where the money comes from to pay for it.
Yeah, and of course the money is, as it's been now for, this is now the fourth year, that we pay for those vehicles out of riverboat funds. So, as I always say, thank you to those who visit the casinos for paying for our new police vehicles. We appreciate that. Okay, anything else for Tim? Thank you, Tim. Kelly.
Next week we'll be starting a round of limb pickup again. Starting Monday. Our concrete guys have been working on 50-50 walks, and where the bench is going to be set on the trail west of Line Street, we're just waiting to hear what bench we're going to put there to complete that. And other than that, I think the sewer is starting to go in out of Kowessie, that project out there that was underway.
Yep.
And then probably within the next couple of weeks, we'll be going around trimming streets and alleys, trying to get stuff back for buses for school starting up.
Okay. Questions for Kelly? Kind of on that note, I do know that Martha and the tree board have been working on in regards to trimming back for school buses and stuff. Martha and the tree board have been working on the tree board grant that they received, and we'll be planting, I think, in the very near future, new street trees, if you will, across the city. And I don't remember how many. I want to say it's at least 20. But in any case, that'll be kind of a nice addition. On that note, you all know this, but it's important to know that that Martha is going to be retiring, and I have selected her replacement, and that will be Samara Qureshi, who will be starting on Monday, and there will be about a 2.5 month time where the two of them are working together to get the transfer happening. While it's we'll be preparing for Martha's departure, it's still it's a good thing for her, and it's a really great thing for Samara, who I think is going to be a good addition to our department, so to our office. So I'm excited about that, and thankful for. And we'll put out more of a professional thing for media for you all to know. But really pleased with Martha served for 5 different mayors over 30 years for the city, and. So I'm really pleased that I get to be her last mayor that she worked for. Hopefully last was best, but I can't promise that. So in any case, I'm excited about that. So. Okay, Tom.
I think he's bypassed me.
We did too.
Just a follow-up from the last meeting. You guys are all the expenses from the CNR, where we're at, all of that,
pass this down.
I'll get you here in a minute. As you can see, if you want, I can go through the list of expenses, but at the very bottom, the total was $9,176.79. Of that, the insurance has said they're going to pay the $7,384. That's minus the volunteer pay that we paid the volunteers to man that until we got the demolition done and the portion that it burned to make sure there was no hot spots and the meals that were incurred through that. They're going to go ahead and bill subrogate the $9,176.79. Right now, we have out of my budget $1,792.79 that we're covering until we see what their insurance pays. Worst case scenario, we're just out to $1,792.79. So I don't think we're going to use any of the money. Being that we're down to a dollar amount that I think we can absorb, I think we're not going to use any of that money that we actually took out at the last meeting.
Which is really good news.
On that, the thermal imager came back. They were able to repair it. Matter of fact, they, you can see with no charge, it was they covered it under warranty, so that was even a bigger thing for us.
Yeah. That's a really good thing, and it looks a lot more positive than it did after the fire.
Yes.
It was looking really scary after the fire, so that's a good thing.
We kind of moved forward on that, anticipating a lot worse than what we came out, so I appreciate the council for that, and making sure we got through that.
Okay. Questions of Tom? Okay. Thank you, Tom. Rosie?
Nothing.
Jackie?
Nothing.
I want to tell you a little bit what's going on. The Redevelopment Commission Marketing Committee kind of met today. We talked a little bit about downtown and how we want to kind of do a better job of marketing our sites. And so that's moving along. Somehow I get roped in these committees without signing up for them, but that's how it goes, I think.
It's because you were absent.
That's exactly why I was absent that day. Thursday, the EMA Advisory Board will be meeting and interviewing some candidates for the new EMA director position. Corporate Challenge, we had a competition last night, and it was water polo, and my legs are hurting dramatically from that event. I think Rosie hurt her shoulder a little bit, so, but no workman's comp, so it's a good thing. This weekend is the J.A. Car Show, right? Yes. J.A. Car Show is this weekend downtown, next weekend is the powwow at our park. So a lot of things happening there. Just really pleased with the work that we're doing across the way. There's just so much going on. The trail is completed. Looks really nice. The corner of Ohio and Swihart has been completed. Looks really nice. It's just a lot of really good things that our departments are doing. Really pleased with the work that they've been doing. So I think that's all I have.
Yeah.
Just had the pleasure of meeting our new planning director.
Yes. Thank you.
Victoria Valdez. I'm sure there'll be rigorous things happening.
Yeah.
A very nice lady, and she's going to do a great job.
Okay. Thank you. Bill?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nicole?
Nothing.
Media? Audience?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to speak.
Go ahead. If you could please give your name and address, and then take a minute or two to speak.
I'm David Wappas. I live at 310 West Market Street. I'm here to voice my disappointment in my council. We had a meeting with our mayor as the arbitrator. I don't believe there were any minutes taken during that meeting.
No.
So there's no record the meeting even took place. The homeowner was not at the meeting. There was someone who does not own property in the city. And his representative he brought with him also does not own property in the city. I have a question for Mark Green. Have you been contacted by the gentleman that lives at that address?
I talked to him.
Okay. Have you went and looked at his ramps?
I have.
Is that something you would allow in your parks?
Yep.
Okay. I still believe it is an insurance risk for our city and for me as a taxpayer in this city going forward. He did make promises in our arbitration meeting that he would paint it and he would make it look better. I see nothing changing. It looks the same. It actually looks like it's falling apart even worse.
Comment on that a little bit?
Yes.
I would allow something similar to that, but not that construction.
Not with that construction, because that is unsafe construction.
In my opinion.
Yes. And I would like to know if the Town Council has had the city engineer go out and take a look at this structure to determine whether it's a permanent structure or a movable structure yet?
Well, we don't have a city engineer, but
okay.
I will say.
Or the county engineer or someone who you go. You seem to be able to go around and have buildings made so they're unsafe, and then you can tear them down.
The building and planning department handles the building. The building inspector does that.
Okay.
Building inspector has gone past that property, has looked at it. He has determined it's not within his jurisdiction.
Okay. Whose jurisdiction would it be in?
Well, his point is that it's not a structure, and so with it not being a structure, it doesn't fall under his purview.
My next question is, has the council considered an ordinance to keep this from happening to other neighborhoods in the city? Just as a FYI, because I don't think any of you would want this in your neighborhood.
Council, he goes directed at you.
It's at council,
sure.
Yes.
But I think you've got to look at when we're developing ordinances that you've got to be pretty careful of what you're asking for, because there could be a number of things
there
that
are
could
ordinance.
Be brought into that. Okay, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying there's a number of issues that could be brought in to affect a lot of different properties. You know, I will tell you this. You got that pulled up?
Yep.
You know, after reviewing these ordinances and I'm thinking this might be a possibility, and I want to check with our city attorney, but it follows the public nuisance. Defined. Public nuisance, thing, act, occupation, condition, or use of property shall continue for such a length of time as to substantially annoy, injure, or endanger the comfort, health, repose, or safety of the public. And that's number two, in any way render the public insecure in the life or in the use of property. Three, greatly offend the public morals or decency. Four, unlawfully and substantially interfere with, obstruct, or tend to obstruct or render dangerous for passage any street, alley, highway, navigable body, or of water or other public way. Five, is injurious, pronunciation says something to be you.
That's okay.
To health or indecent, or offensive to the senses, or an obstruction to the full use of property, so as essentially to interfere with the comfortable enjoyment of life or property. I'm thinking, and you know, I would like to see this looked at through our attorney to see if this would fall underneath as a public nuisance. So I think, you know, it's not that we haven't done our job. I personally believe that, you know, sometimes we govern too much, but at the same time, I think we've already got something possibly in place for this.
That's fine.
So
I do know on the internet there are ordinances in other cities across the United States that directly address BMX bike ramps because they are a safety concern and what goes on those. It's an extreme sport. It's not a swing set. It's not something that kids play on. It's what people get hurt on. I mean, and if you go look and do research on the internet, you find that they don't sell anything that looks like what he's built down there. They don't. It's not possible. I believe Mark Green just said that that's not something we would allow in our city, in our parks. So that's all. And that's all I'd like to do is voice my concern and want to know where we're going with this. Because I do read in the paper that you are going after our neighbors here on Walnut Street up across Eagle Tech Academy for what his yard looks like and what that. To me, that's not nearly as offensive as what goes on in our neighborhood because, you know, one man's junk is another man's treasure. So that's all I have to say. Thank you very much for your time.
So on that note, obviously, City Council, I mean, if...
That was just my opinion.
Well, and that's why I think it's important is that if you would like me to take that to our city attorney to have her review that and give you a recommendation based on that language specifically.
What part of that ordinance specifically do we believe covers that?
Basically, it's labeled as a public nuisance, and that could be interpreted by their homeowners, adjacent homeowners. You know, I mean, what else How does that become?
I think he's just asking which part of what you read.
And he's asking what part of this.
What part
are
of
you
that
saying
ordinance?
The substantially annoy, injure, and endanger the comfort, health, repose, or safety of the
right.
public?
Yeah, I think that.
Okay, and out of that sentence, where would this fall under? It doesn't. I don't believe that.
But obviously, annoys the
public. But if annoys is the standard that we're going to enforce, to write and enforce a law, if annoy is the standard, then we're opening up a can of worms that's incredibly large. Because I could get annoyed, or she could get annoyed by something that someone does in town, and if we get enough neighbors together and say we're annoyed by it, then
well,
I can't do that in my yard.
What's
I mean,
the purpose of the ordinance meant to begin with?
Well, that's a good question. If it was poorly written in the first place, it doesn't mean it should be enforced or it should even exist.
May I address the council one more time? I do know multiple people in town that have swimming pools, and they're required to have fences around their swimming pool for the safety of the neighborhood kids and the people in the neighborhood. If nothing else, I should think there should at least be a fence around this to protect our kids. I know you don't think the kids will do it, but I think we were all at one time 13-year-old, 14-year-old kids that rode bicycles. To me, that's a very enticing place to go, especially since they're not there most of the time during the day. They both work. So that would be my concern.
Yes.
Can I make a comment based on Park Board last night?
Yes.
Probably about 4 months ago, we're in the process of raising money to build a half pipe. And whether or not that's placed at the current skate park location or a different location, I don't think it would necessarily solve this issue because there's no guarantee that he would get rid of his. If we have one of our own, he could still keep those in his front yard if he wanted, whatever he decided. But just so you know, we may have our own in 6-7 months. I didn't mean to say that we would never have anything like that. We just wouldn't have those specific ones. We would build
because of the structure of
exactly. them. Exactly. We would build some better built ones that would last longer. And we're in the process of, we should have that money, we could have that money raised by the end of this year through the Brandanza.
Yeah.
A lot of you are familiar with that event in memory of Brandon Kinnear. And they're donating their money toward the half pipe. So we've been talking about that since the spring. And that was before we even knew about this issue.
Okay.
Well, it's everybody's interpretation what that means, and I think it's a good idea to take it to the attorney and just have her look at it.
Report back to the next meeting?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Okay. Jack, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Mr. Myers.
My name is John Myers. I live 316 South Fallen Street. I'm not a close neighbor of this BMX ranch, but I know the council knows everything. They know how we feel. They know how the neighbors feel. So now they got to do their job, which we expect them to do. I am very disappointed that nobody shows up to the other homeowners tonight. Nobody shows up to voice their opinion. Where is the rest of the neighbors? If they don't care, then there's no reason for me to stand up here and say I don't like it. I don't want it. If the neighbors right around there don't care. So I don't know what to do now. I've offered my help to the lady Wood, Janelle Wood, but never heard nothing from her, don't know nothing. I don't know, this gentleman's the only one who's been here. So I don't know what to say now. I know the council's got their job to do, and I know they're gonna do it. One other thing I'd like to mention, I had a little thing I was gonna read tonight, because I thought that Mr. Danny Rumpel might be here to stick up for himself, but I guess he ain't gonna be here, so no sense reading it. No sense appealing to his good side, which I don't know if he's got one or not, but I was trying to find one.
But if you read
it, I don't know what to say.
But if you read it, it would be on the record. So
you want me to read what I was gonna say?
I think I'd like to hear it, yes.
Thanks. Okay, I'd like to direct my comments to an appeal to Danny Rumpel. Please don't trash our neighborhood. Sir, you have a dream, a passion, a desire to be the best you can be as an instructor and as a professional and champion rider. But in your quest to meet these goals, you forgot the most important ingredient, respect for yourself, for your family, for your neighbors, and for your city. Do this the right way with the park department's cooperation. Build a structurally safe, sound BMX ramp. Have a contest. Have tournaments. Make a name for yourself as a true BMX champion. Vehicles prohibited from parking in yard. Well, excuse me, I got ahead of myself there. Be a true BMX champion. Council members, do your job. Remove this ramp by law or by compromise, but remove it from this neighborhood. Now, one other thing I was going to mention. I understand that parking a vehicle on your yard is not legal. Mr. Rumpel parks his car there, his truck there, every day. How many tickets has he got? How many times has he been told not to do it? I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm just a neighbor. But I don't have anything else to say except I have faith in the council that they're doing their job. And I know the nuisance ordinance you're referring to is one that I helped spearhead, was it last year, whatever, that we got this thing passed. And I mentioned it once before, we had a nuisance ordinance. But everybody said no, that it didn't apply. The attorney thought it didn't apply. So it was dropped. So I don't know what you're going to do now. I hope you can get it done because I do think it is covered under the nuisance ordinance that you passed. But I don't know what else to say now. Since we have no support from the immediate neighbors, it's kind of disappointing to me. I live two blocks down the street. So it's very, and I'm the one that's standing up here fighting for them. And they're not even here to fight for themselves. So I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm going to keep coming here. I'm not going to give up because it's an eyesore. It's a mess. Anyhow, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. Maybe they didn't come because they didn't know the meeting was changed to 6:00. But if they read the newspaper, they didn't know that. But anyway, thank you very much for your time, your cooperation, and listening to me rant and rave. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay. Anything else, council? Meeting adjourned.